Okay, please state your name for the podcast and that you are aware this is going to be public.
My name is Christy Allen, and I am aware this is being recorded for public use.
Okay. First question. Have you ever taken public transportation because you didn't have the money to buy a car?
No, I have never had to rely on public transportation because I didn't have a car.
Have you ever leased a car?
No, I've never leased a car. I've looked into leases, but I feel like I've always had such a long commute that a lease didn't make sense because there are mileage limits for the most part on leases. So I've never leased a car.
Okay. What is your process when buying a car?
Well, I've bought a couple cars recently. In the past couple of months, we've had to replace two cars in about 6 weeks. So it depends on what situation I'm in. If I have time and I'm shopping for a car and I'm being thoughtful about it, then I'm probably thinking about what kind of car I want, and I'm doing some research, and I have a good idea of what my budget is, and I've probably saved. There have been times that we've paid cash for a car and we haven't taken out a loan and we knew exactly what we wanted. And maybe we've bought a brand that we like and that we want to stick with. And then sometimes the process is very, very different. Like the last couple of months, we had to replace two cars in a really short period of time because we lost two cars unexpectedly. One due to mechanical failure and one due to a wreck. So the process was different. We were not prepared to buy two new cars in 6 weeks. So we were just sort of scrambling to buy used cars to get kind of the best deal we could get for right now. So we were, I guess, bargain shopping.
Okay. Have you ever faced depreciation with a car, or has the price gone down?
Well, pretty much all cars depreciate, unless you're going to buy like a classic car that you restore and that maybe increases in value because it's a classic car. You know, if you buy a brand new car, pretty much the minute you buy it off a lot, it's going to depreciate. Even if you buy a used car, it's going to depreciate a little bit over time. So cars depreciate. What you have to be careful about is not putting enough of a down payment on a car that it depreciates so quickly and you're not paying your loan off quickly enough that your loan balance is bigger than the value of the car and then you get upside down in it. And we've had that happen with a car.
Okay. Have you ever used an auto loan, or are you currently using one?
Yes, because of the situation that we were in, we have a couple of auto loans right now. Like I said, we've had situations where we've paid cash for cars and situations where we've needed to take out loans, and we have a couple of loans right now.
Okay, what do you take into consideration when buying a house?
What do I take into consideration when buying a house? Well, again, it depends on what situation we're in. With our last house, a lot of it was about location, and the neighborhood we really wanted to be in, the school, we wanted to move you all back to Presentation. We wanted to be out in Raintree. We wanted a little bit bigger house. We wanted to be close to the lake. But then when we left that house, we were downsizing. So we wanted to buy a fixer-upper. It was a completely different situation. So we were looking to get a lot of equity out of the last house and kind of cash out. And we were looking for a completely different set of priorities. So it was location important, but location was important, but it was a completely different location that we were looking for. We wanted to be closer to the city, closer to your high schools, as opposed to your elementary school. And it's more, was more about just mine and dad's house. So we weren't really thinking about a big house for the kids. It was more a small house just for mom and dad.
Okay. When you first got out of law school, did you rent an apartment or did you buy a house? If you bought a house, why?
I immediately bought a house. It did not make sense to me to throw my money away on rent. I had a small inheritance from my grandfather who had passed away actually at the very end of my second year of law school. So I had saved that money and I used that money as a down payment on a house. I rented my third year of law school and then I still had that money and I used that as a down payment on a house. And I've been a homeowner ever since.
Have you ever rented an apartment and what thought went into renting an apartment?
The only time I rented was during college and law school. And that was just because it didn't make sense to have the responsibility of being a homeowner while I was still in school.
Okay. What percentage down payment do you put into a house when buying one?
At least 20%.
Okay. What are your usual closing costs percentage wise?
Oh my gosh. Well, I mean, I would guess the 20% down payment plus, as the buyer, so not your seller's closing costs, but as the buyer, I would say another, it's not as expensive as the buyer. I mean, the seller's closing costs is like another, you're going to pay about a 7% realtor's fee as a seller. Depends on the price of the home, partly. It's probably only another 5%, if that. I mean, your closing costs as a buyer aren't that egregious. I mean, you're going to pay like a portion of your property tax. You're going to pay probably a loan origination fee. You're going to have to put some money down in escrow. There's going to be like some money you'll pay for inspections and there are just some other fees here and there, but a lot of the closing costs are paid by the seller. So other than that big down payment that you make, it's maybe another 5%.
Okay. Has the price of your house ever gone underwater or has it decreased?
We lost money on one house. We move a lot and we've always made a lot of money on the houses. That we've bought and sold. We've been really lucky in that regard. And we've made some good investments. We lost money on one house. That was around the time that everyone was losing money on houses. It was around the time that the housing market kind of busted. And we probably lost about $10,000 to $15,000 on a house in Lee Summit, the first house that we bought in Raintree.
Okay, thank you very much. That will conclude our podcast.
Thank you.